with the topic. It is a very big mouthful of a topic today, but I'm hoping that we're going to break this down for you today and that you're actually going to learn something that you can take home back to actually implement yourselves. I'm here just to be, you know, talking about the OpenTelemetry part. Sonia is actually the brains of this operation. She's basically been planning this whole thing, set everything up, and just invited me at the end because I'm pretty. That's basically all that I'm contributing today. So I am hopeful that a lot of you have had any type of touch with OpenTelemetry and observability in general, but also that you know the basic DevOps principles and how that is going to be connected with API ops. Just an introduction for both myself and Sonia. I am Adnan. I do developer relations, as you obviously might have already figured out. Sonia here is a product manager at Tyke, and I would like to hand over the microphone.
Yeah, hi, I'm a product manager at Tyke, so we do API management. We have an open source API gateway. If you were in the session before that, you have seen it on the screen. It's an API gateway that's written in Go. It's really fast and has lots of capabilities, so do check it out. And now we are happy to talk about the topic.
Cool. Just a quick rundown of the agenda for today. We have four main topics for the agenda today. First and foremost, we're going to talk about API ops, what it is, how you can get started. And then from there, we're going to take a closer look into how to do API ops hands-on. So we're going to start with the Kubernetes cluster. We'll walk you through how to use Argo CD and Tyke for your API gateway.